This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay with us for the encouraging story of a young Marine whose daily walk with Christ is making an impact on the people around him. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Let me read you something from a recent New York Times article. Quote, "The military services are searching for ways to indoctrinate enlisted personnel about values that would help them resist the temptations that have led to such problems as military personnel spying for the Soviet Union. The effort to instill values is especially keen in the Marine Corps, which prides itself on high standards," end quote. Being an ex-Marine, I have some appreciation for the difficulty of that task. At the same time, I smile when I think of a young Marine named Tony who is having a profoundly positive effect on the men around him. Tony became a Christian about 2 years ago and has continued to grow and mature as a follower of Jesus Christ ever since that time. When Tony first made his faith in Christ known, a lot of guys laughed at him. He's pretty tough and well-built, so they didn't laugh too loud, but they poked fun at him. But Tony didn't react. He didn't try to verbally defend himself or fight back. He continued living for Christ, doing his job with everything he had, and not long ago, he was promoted to the rank of sergeant at the age of 20, an almost unheard-of thing in the Marines. Now, in today's passage about the tabernacle, we read that the lamps were to burn continually. They were to be tended and supplied with oil, so their light would never go out. And throughout the Bible, lamps are used to picture our lives as believers. Paul reminded the Christians at Philippi that they were to shine as lights in the world. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And where does a lamp do the most good? Outside at high noon? Or in a dark place where there's no other source of illumination? Of course, we know the answer, but how many times do we complain when God puts us in a situation where we are about the only source of light? We may work in an office with people who have no regard for God, live in a college dorm or a military barracks that can seem like a black hole. But that's where a lamp is needed most. A lamp doesn't need to make noise, have a fancy exterior, or call attention to itself. It just has to provide illumination in the deep shadows of life. Tony is functioning as a lamp in a dark place. And maybe that's exactly what the Lord is calling you to do. Don't fight being in a dark place. Just shine for Jesus and don't let the light go out. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will give you a plan for Bible reading and offer practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, how to tackle the jobs you hate the most. Join us on Daily Discipleship.